This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours Monday through Friday from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, if you'd like to take us with you as you travel or at home, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Broadcasting on Mondays, Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com is the website. Welcome, Captain John Reagan. It's Monday.
Good morning, Vincent.
Class, you know, when I call Captain John Reagan at home, sometimes the response is, Is it Monday already? It could be Tuesday. It could be Friday. It could be over the weekend. Is it Monday already? Wow, a lot of Mondays, John. 5 years plus of Mondays.
Yeah. Yes, and I was just thinking, we just had the six-year anniversary of Fukushima. Last week we had the big WikiLeaks of Vault 7, and I was thinking how it was about 3.5 years ago that I first emailed you an article talking about a new Intel processor that had a wonderful backdoor built into it that you could never detect from your side of the chip, and that led to all the spy tech reporting that we've done.
And that processor has its own battery backup, battery power supply. So even if you think your computer is off, that thing still is probably powering itself. Yeah. Yep. So backdoors, spying. And at the top of the hour news, John, they were talking about California. It looks like we'll probably be seeing driverless cars by the end of the year in California. Now, I know a lot of things happen first in California. I know. I used to live there. I survived about 18 months in California. I really didn't like it. And those were the days when we were manufacturing, designing, and coming up with original creative designs in satellite communications equipment. And but California seemed foreign to me. It really did. Lifestyle was foreign, and a lot of things that just the traditions that we have and on the East Coast were so different from California. For example, Easter. For Easter, you know what you do? You go out to eat. Thanksgiving, you go out to eat. Christmas, you know, get your restaurant reservations early because the restaurants fill up on Christmas. That seems so foreign to me. To me, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, those are, you know, days you spend at home with the family. You know, many people cook turkey and have turkey as a family. Now, that was more the tradition in the 1950s and the 1960s, probably through the 70s and 80s. But that's what we still do here at the farmhouse in Missouri. We still have those days as family days, for sure. Of course, more more than that, but those days for sure. Your thoughts, John?
Well, I was just thinking about the driverless cars. They're doing the testing in California. We have yet to see how well they're going to do when you get into the Midwest like where you are and those sensors get encrusted with ice and snow. How well will they be able to see where they're going?
and dust. And how are they going to handle those big John Deere tractors with the implements attached to them? How are they going to handle being in a 55-mile-an-hour zone with a tractor that's way way different shape from a semi or a taxi cab or a pickup truck or a standard automobile? How are they going to handle that, you know, wider than normal load going more slowly than normal? How are they going to handle that? And on these, you know, two-lane roads, one lane each way, how are they going to handle it? It'd be interesting. I don't like the idea of a driverless car. I mean, I'm not crazy about some of the drivers I see, and I see more aggression on the road than ever before. But I'm not crazy about driverless cars. And there's another thing I'd like to know. Do they have different selectors where you can say, tell your car exactly how you want it to behave? You know, I want you to behave politely and nicely and, you know, yield to the other person 100% of the time? Or can you select an aggressive mode? Like, I'm in a hurry. I don't care about anybody else. I'm in a hurry. I want to get this thing moving. I need to get to point B now. I mean, is there that option? There are a lot of things to think about, right, John?
Options? Peons don't get options.
No, I call them peed-ons. You know, like yeah, like we've been peed on. Yeah. Okay, John, I'm looking at the resources. I'm at the financialstateoftheunion.com, the news tab, resources for today. And I hear, you're going to be speaking end of this month.
And that's coming very quickly. In fact, 3 weeks from today, you'll be after the conference. You're the watchman here in Dallas, March 31st through April 2nd. As far as I know, there are still some tickets available. Use the coupon code Reagan, R-A-G-A-N, for $20 off tickets. They are also offering the live streaming. The current pricing is $39. I believe that's going up to $49 this Wednesday. And if you use the coupon code Reagan5, R-A-G-A-N-5, you get 5% off the streaming, and it's also good for 30 days after the conference. So you can, if you can't afford to attend or can't take the time off, you can get the streaming version of it for a very reasonable price.
John, when I've been to conventions, whether it be one of ours or I attend as a guest or a speaker, one of the things that I found is really important is the networking component of those conventions, meaning being there on site. If possible, that's the way to go because you can shake hands, you can meet, you can see eye to eye, and you can actually talk to the speakers. And I found that other attendees are fascinating as well and provide a wealth of information. Is that what you have determined as well, or do you think it's different?
Yes, and the other thing is when you work your way up to being into that speaker group and they have the separate speaker dinners, that which is really the only time that you have to interact with the other speakers on that level, because once the conference starts, it is busy from start to end. Mm-hmm. And the schedule is up. If you go to the Hear the Watchman site and click on schedule, you can see all the topics. And, I mean, it starts 9 a.m. on Friday and goes all the way to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
One of my favorite parts of our convention, the Get Prepared Expo, was Friday night, the opening day, the dinner that we would have. And I would start with the microphone, introduce myself for just a couple minutes, introduce the expo, and say, you know, coming up next will be your speakers, and also the exhibitors, and we'll just take 2 minutes each, just 2 minutes each, actually 1 to 2 minutes each, and we'll introduce ourselves as to why we're here and what you'll learn if you come to that particular seminar. And the fascinating thing was, that was the way we could figure out where we were going to spend our time as guests to learn, because there were so many seminars. We were running 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 seminars at a time. And so husbands and wives would even split up because they wanted to go to as many seminars as possible and take notes. But the thing is, just 1 or 2 minutes apiece took about 3 hours just to get through the introductions as to who was there and who was speaking, who was exhibiting. It was absolutely awesome. That was probably one of my very favorite, well, I think it was my favorite part of the Get Prepared Expo, as, you know, someone who participated in learning. So, John, where would you like to start today?
Well, it's interesting. NASA has released its software to the public. You still have to go and order it from them, but they're not charging. And if you want that software catalog, I've got a link there. Get your NASA software. You can download the PDF and peruse it. So if you want to start your own space agency, you can get the software anyway. The engineers and the rockets are up to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you have a highlight of what some of these software applications are? Are they for smartphones or are they for PCs? Where do they go?
I would imagine most of it's PC-based. They have the software divided up into areas. So you have everything from the systems and project management, operations, vehicle management, propulsion, structures and mechanisms, crew and life support, and several more. So it's pretty comprehensive.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan right after these few short commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. So, John, looks like we need an upgrade to our infrastructure to bring it up to just good condition, right?
What, do you want roads with that?
I'll tell you what, I remember driving on the West Virginia Turnpike, and I remember stopping at the toll booth, and the tolls were really expensive. They lowered the tolls, and I stopped at the toll booth, and I said, have you ever seen anybody important? Have you met Senator Byrd from West Virginia? Has he come through here? And the guy said, no. And I said, yeah, I know, because if he did, you'd fix these roads. They were terrible. They were so bad. The holes, the potholes, the bumps, they were so bad. I was pulling a trailer back and forth across the West Virginia Turnpike coming from Virginia to Missouri when we were moving here about 11 years ago. We had a Dodge three-quarter ton pickup truck. Literally, the roads were so bad. The hammering was so bad that it cracked a original equipment Dodge trailer hitch system. Literally cracked it, and it had to be replaced. That's how bad the hammering was. So, and it wasn't just us. Dodge had a problem with them. But, man, oh, man, can you imagine having a faulty trailer hitch and then losing your trailer because the hitch comes off cracked because of the poor quality of the roads, because of this constant hammering? Think about that. Think about what these tractor trailers go through. But, John, please tell us. Tell us some more about this.
Before I want to get into something before I forget. There's a lot of news below the discussion area that we never get a chance to get to. But because Saturday was the 6th anniversary of Fukushima, I do want to make one comment on that. Because, you know, recently we've talked about the robots they've sent in there, and the most recent one died 10 feet away from where the melted down core is. And when we first talked about it, it said that it had a reading of 530 sieverts. There was a revised article a little bit later that said it was actually 650, so it's kind of take your pick. That's still bad. But then I got to thinking, what's the real measurement? Because when you're measuring things like radiation or light, you know, it follows that inverse square law. So what you measure at 1 foot, when you go out to 2 feet, instead of being half, it's 1/4. When you go to 3 feet, it's now 1/9. By the time you get to 10 feet, it's 1/100. So if that robot died 10 feet away, instead of 500 or 600 sieverts, it's really 50 or 60,000 sieverts.
I was chatting with one of our instructors.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was chatting with one of our instructors, and here's the message. The message is that this instructor was talking with a medical doctor. Now, not a doctor on our faculty, but another doctor. And the message was that we have reached or passed the tipping point where technology is killing us. Technology through radioactive power generation. Technology through wireless communications. Technology of all sorts. These conveniences have either reached the tipping point or passed the tipping point where we are getting sick at record rates. Rates that are increasing over time. So not only are we getting sicker, but we're getting sicker faster. And we're getting sicker with very serious diseases. Life-threatening diseases. Life-terminating diseases. So I just wanted to share that with you, John. That's very upsetting. It's upsetting to me, and I'm sure it's upsetting to the rest of our class, but there it is. That's what a medical doctor was telling one of our instructors. I absolutely believe it.
And I guess we'll get to the infrastructure after the break.
Yeah, and that's a really good point that you brought up, John. Very few people are discussing that. You know, I think they're thinking that 10 feet away is about 10 feet, 5 feet. What's the difference? 20 feet? No difference in the measurement. But the robot can't get within 1/100th of the radiation without dying. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
CD
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
Well, we've heard the need for a $1 trillion investment in our infrastructure, which is what's being proposed in the upcoming budget. But it turns out, if you want to just bring things up to a B, not even A level, you know, just be adequate by 2025, it would take an investment of more than $4.5 trillion. And this is presumably represented by the American Society of Civil Engineers, who are the people that design infrastructure, so you would think that they know what they're talking about. So it's not an impossible $1 trillion we got to come up with. It's 4.5 times that. And Trump is already talking about wanting to do public-private partnerships. Well, there's an article down under the bigger picture section called Affordable Water that talks about these public-private partnerships that cities have done with replacing their water infrastructure and how water bills are now several hundred dollars a month.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with the roads, just imagine with installing the V2V and the V2X that we've talked about in the cars, so it knows where you are, you know, even if it's not a self-driving car, so that they can tax you by the mile, and in fact, they can even change that rate depending on if you're driving on one of these new public-private partnership roads. So, you know, speak now or guess who's going to get your wallet.
I was traveling on a highway in Virginia, heading north toward Washington, D.C. And there was a sign in the left lane of this major highway that posted the toll rate at that moment. And I have seen, it's unbelievable how the tolls can change based on the traffic. And it can go as high as, and I've seen on the internet, $66. If I remember correctly, $66. I saw it in the $30 neighborhood. And our daughter was in the vehicle, and I said, "Is this for real? Is this a joke?" And that was in the 30s. And she said, "Yeah." And, you know, that's why we were in the right lane, because we were not taking that express route. Now, I wonder if our government employees feel the need to take that express route because they're in such a big hurry to do, you know, the business of the people. And are we getting billed for that? Unbelievable how much tolls cost. I thought it was an outrage when they put in the first tolls at 25 cents, where you throw your quarter into that little basket. I thought that was unbelievable. Then it was 50, and then 75, and then a dollar. Then they put more tolls in, so you'd have, I mean, more toll booths, so they're more frequent. So not only did they start out at a lower price, they increased the price of traveling on these roads. And when these roads were built, many of them started out with, "We're just going to put some toll booths in until we pay for the road, and then once we pay for it, we'll pull these toll booths out." No, that's not what they did. They increased the number of tolls, toll booths, and they increased the rate, they increased the price per toll. That's what happens. Just like sales tax. Just like sales tax. That's what they've done to us, right, John?
Yeah, and you look at it's kind of like, you know, lab rat. You know, they learn how to do something for G's, and you know, here they have us throw a quarter in. Hey, no problem. Put 50 cents in, no problem. Put a dollar in, no problem. So now they're up to $30. Hey,
right.
We never learned.
When you're talking about this 4.59 trillion with a T. dollar investment in the infrastructure to bring us up to just good. I remember getting the grade of B in elementary school, and that was just good. You know, excellent would be an A. But just to bring us up to B, we're talking about what kind of infrastructure? Bridges and pipes and roads and dams. And that's what we're talking about for infrastructure. And it looks like some of our infrastructure is not so good, including the road upon which our farm is located. Potholes, if we just had potholes, that would be kind of nice. We don't even have pavement on our roads. Not only don't we have pavement, our road in front of our farm is not wide enough for two vehicles to pass while moving. One of them has to stop. So if two vehicles are approaching each other, one vehicle stops over to the side of the road, just short of going in the ditch, while the other vehicle moves slowly past. That's our road. Now, I'm not saying that it's it was that way when we bought it. So it's not that our roads have deteriorated. It's just that some people don't even have paved roads. Now, and who would that be? Well, that'd be us. And there are a lot of farms that don't have paved roads. By the way, John, over the weekend we got some news that there is a farm supply company in the next town over. Long-established farm supply company in town. And you could buy supplies for your horses. You could buy cattle waterers. You could buy fencing products. You could buy fencing panels. You could buy fence gates, 14 feet wide. Most of the things that you need for farming, you could buy at this farm supply company. It's an independent company. It's not one of these chains. And the report that we just got over the weekend is that they were selling the business contents on the courthouse steps. Now, that's not good news. It's not good news when that kind of thing happens. So what does that mean? I think it means that farmers aren't buying as much. It's not that this company had inferior quality products. They had good products. I've been there. It's that farmers are broke. That's a big portion of it. Farmers are broke, and they're spending less money because the price for cows is so far down. Put that all together, spending less money, this one particular company couldn't hold on. So what does that mean? That means there's one company left. Now that one company that will survive has a monopoly in this market. No competition. And you've seen it over and over. As these small businesses go under, there's less competition over time. And what happens to prices? You can't tell me that prices go down. They keep going up. It's very sad, John. We're seeing it right here in our neck of the woods. And we could say this is a little microcosm, and you can't judge larger areas by this little microcosm, but it's just what we're seeing. So if we want to go someplace else to get the same supplies that we could get there, we can do that. Instead of 20 miles, it's 50 or 60 miles.
There's a couple of articles down in the preparedness section talking about the fires in Kansas. And it talks about how some farmers have lost 80 to 90% of their cattle. Mm-hmm. And further went into how this one farmer, grabbed his shells and went out and, found some of his cows that were still alive and put them out of their misery. I can't even begin to imagine how emotional that must have been.
Absolutely, absolutely horrible. We're surrounded by animals here on our farm. Of course, we've got the cats and the chickens and the dogs, all part of our family. And then we have the cows, too. And that what you're talking about is very, very upsetting to farmers. It's like probably one of the top most upsetting things, having to kill animals that are in pain that is not repairable. Next is losing the farm. That's another thing that is just unbearable. And it's happened over and over and over again through manipulation of prices and so forth. Cattle prices are so low, we're going to see more and more. In my opinion, we're going to see more and more farmers go under. I was at the Chinese factory outlet several days ago. and a dozen eggs was priced at 50 cents a dozen. 50 cents a dozen. And I said to the cashier, I can't believe it. And she said, it's great. And I said, not for the farmer, it's not great. Not that I want eggs to be overpriced, but I sure would like the farmers who are raising chickens for eggs and producing eggs, I sure like them to be able to survive. And she said, well, a couple of weeks ago, it was 38 cents a dozen. I was looking at the container, you know, the egg carton. And I was thinking, if I wanted to buy some of those, you know, just to have empty egg cartons, would I be able to buy them for 38 cents a piece? I don't know.
I guess that's a good lead-in for the next item. I think it's time to party like it's 1929.
Oh, boy, yes.
You know, we've talked about it on the show how many different charts say that we're in recession already. The reason that we're not officially there is because they redid how they calculate GDP. Mm-hmm. And based on the valuation of stocks being overvalued, it's higher than 2008 and even higher than just before the 1929 crash.
Higher than just before the 1929 crash. Class, please let that sink in. And it was way, way, way overvalued back then.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And, John, what's next?
Let me try to get to five before the end of this hour. 6 days of creation and home in a day is a group, and the last three, tax filings down, electricity usage down, and miles down is a group.
Okay.
So we have in China, they built a 15-story hotel in 6 days with a lot of automation. And
wow.
In Russia, I believe it was an American company that actually did this. They built a house in a day, 400 square foot, of about $10,000 with a 3D printer. So just imagine what that will do to employment, and a lot of these areas employ illegals, so that kind of solves that problem as well. It greatly brings down the price of these structures. It solves some of the infrastructure problem for refugees, which may come in handy if the dam breaks in California. So a lot of implications to this new construction technology. And then looking at things that are down, tax filings are down, which is quite interesting. And part of that could be is there's more attention being paid to fraud in the system. So we'll see how that works out. But you know, among the things that are down, we've talked about gasoline usage is down. That's why oil prices are having problems. It also turns out that electricity sales are down. And that is interesting because you can only cut out so much of your electric usage. And in conjunction with the gasoline usage, the miles driven is down. It's the biggest slowdown in over 2 years, according to the headline. So some interesting mile markers we're seeing on the way to the coming collapse.
John, we've been talking about our our visual evidence, you know, when we would do the meetups, we would look out the window and we'd say, where's the traffic? You know, this is rush hour. Where is everybody? And we would see the reduction for years. It's being reported that this is over the last couple of years, but I think it's before then, don't you think?
We never recovered from the last crash. Mm-hmm. In essence, we've been in the Depression since 2008. The mm-hmm. only reason people think that things are still somewhat normal is because of the creation of tens of trillions of dollars out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that...
Okay. What's next?
Well, we've got the Internet of Things needs a new internet. And we have all these devices that are getting ready to come online. It turns out the way our internet works for humans doesn't really go well for the machines, as well as they probably need to put some additional security in there that's not in our internet. And kind of along those lines, forget passwords, fingerprints, vein and iris scans. They're going to use your brain as a password. So they'll have a device for your ear, reads your EKG. And if you think that that's dangerous because they could just kidnap you and put you in front of the ATM and force you to take money out, well, because of that duress that you're under, your normal EEG would be off, and therefore the brain scan wouldn't work as the password.
Hmm. Yeah. And are you going to tell us about cows, this wearable technology to stick it on their tail?
Yeah, it's the Internet of Everything, including the
cows.
Tells
you when the cows are going to give birth. You know, we don't do it that way. We don't have a sensor on the cow's tail. We actually go out and talk to our cows every day, three times a day at least. We're out there with the cows saying hello and making sure that they're all okay, not just giving birth. We actually pay attention to our animals. We'll be right back. Captain John Reagan's with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.